where he hosts Saturday Night Live
Yeah,
and he
well,
plays the teacher. And I know I came around in the middle, but I ain't gonna stop.
welcome to
Where
Bonehead
he plays the
Weekly.
teacher. And you know, he's trying to be all nice as a teacher, and
Sam
the parents come
Kinison.
in, and they and he go and he says, "You know, I think I figured out what's wrong with your child." "Oh, really? What's wrong?" "He's stupid. He's
He's
really
stupid.
stupid. Oh my
By the
God, he's
way,
stupid."
I was looking at Big Trouble in Little China, and it took me to a t-shirt place, and now I want this t-shirt where it says 2024 Turd Ferguson. Yeah, that's
Yep.
right, Turd Ferguson. I'll be a funny president. And it's a guy wearing a big cowboy hat.
Yeah, it's my name.
Yeah.
Changed
I'd
it.
rather have a Big Trouble in Little China. Oh, don't get me wrong. I really this Dragon of the Blackpool shirt is amazing. Which is But once again, well, we need to save that for the next episode. yeah.
We'll talk about that in the future.
Future.
Yeah.
And there's one with Jesus peeking over a corner that says, "I saw that." Yeah, you never seen that before? No. That's a ton of memes. How have you missed that one?
That's like Homer
You're
Simpson
not,
coming.
you all have got Phil. I don't have Phil anymore. Now I've got is all these other tramps, floozies, and slutty men who slutty men. Slutty man who said
And who comes out on top of that equation?
at
Not literally.
me.
Not literally. Not literally.
Me. Ooh, slutty
I had a
man.
stroke.
They send me the best memes and gifts, and I do appreciate them all, and any of them listening to it. So there you go. I'm not getting any more of that right-wing propaganda.
Oh, well, I could get you some if that's what you're into. I
No,
didn't
I'm
know.
good. I miss his Musk, but I don't know that I missed that other part.
I didn't know that was part of your proclivities.
His Musk? Dude, I
Well,
was masturbating on his chest.
see, now I think we
Oh,
went too
that's too
far. Is this
far.
thing on?
No, we
As a
welcome to
future
Bonehead
senator.
Weekly. God, I just did get a new job. Anyway, less important
You
ones here.
had
A new
a job.
job. So anyway, good morning, everyone. How are you all?
Morning, afternoon, evening.
It's probably morning somewhere right now.
Time is just a construct, man. Don't let it pin you down, man.
So this is a no topic episode because By the we have way, a. you're pretending to be a hippie and you're wearing a shirt with it buttoned all the way up to the top. You're Yeah, not pretending to be a hippie. You see the labels. You're putting labels on stuff. well,
Hippies,
you, sir, are putting getting
hippies,
Bibles in people's pants.
hippies became bureaucrats. It's all labels. It's whatever. Nobody stuck to their guns,
And he's
except
not
for the
reaching.
gun toters.
Yeah, and he's not reaching them to them, like he's literally putting them in their pants. This is a crime. We're going to lose a friend. And then James is going to get arrested.
I don't think that's I'm not doing that because, you know, there's
When he gets
several
arrested,
different
he's just going to
ages.
say he's tested for vampires.
Yeah, that's
What?
true. And it's got a cross on the cover.
Yeah, he's got a crest on the cover.
So the vampires would be. And what if they have vampires in their pants? Somebody needs to write that.
Vampire pants. I'm going to suck it.
Vampire crabs. Is that a thing? Can we make
Vampire
that a thing?
crab crotch. Well, no, I thought vampire crab, I thought crabs anyway were lice and they suck blood anyway. Do lice So, suck blood? isn't that No. their whole thing? They're
Yeah.
parasites?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never had lice, Chad. That you know of.
I know, truthfully, yes. And I've I
only
did when had I was them. like in third or fourth grade. There was an outbreak at my school.
I have never. Now, my kids, because, but luckily I'm not near my children, so I don't get it.
A friend of mine had
Court
crab
orders.
once.
Yeah.
I didn't have crabs. I had lice. I'm going to point that out. I don't know what you're talking about. We've been talking about crabs the Even though last
crabs are
yes.
lice, I had lice in my head, on my
Listen, as long as
head.
your girlfriend doesn't find out, your wife will be fine. So yeah, no, you have never had either. What
No,
am I
I yeah,
doing wrong? there was an outbreak at my elementary school and I had lice and I don't remember being in pain or irritating. All I remember is my mom literally taking off everything and putting it into a washer and then going through our hair with that comb and then that greasy stuff.
Is that why
Yeah.
is that why you shaved your head, Jed?
Yeah.
No,
That is it? that is years of No,
stress and poor
that was
genetics.
his for his. I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop.
Stop. Just stop. Just
Manifesto.
stop.
Fill in the blanks, audience. So,
Ah, weasel. Weasel Manifesto.
There's a few things. I know we have a no topic episode. One thing I want to shout out, and it's to our friend Mick Strom. We're going to have Mick Strom back on. He just directed.
We are, man.
Well, I don't think I'd had a chance to talk to y'all. He called me out of the blue 2 weeks ago, and I got to send you a link. And we're going to watch it, and we're going to try to give him some feedback. But I haven't had a chance. I'm going to this week.
Oh, is his movie done?
Yeah. He. I will forward you what he sent me. I just cool. keep from, it's like that one person we were talking about before we started pushing recording. Mm. I just right out of my head. So he called and I just want to give him a shout out.
Except we like Mick.
No.
We might like this other person.
You're talking about me, aren't you? No. I knew this was going to happen.
No. Are we talking about previous or future guests? Who knows? We won't say one way or the other. Now, the one thing, since we don't have a topic, there's two things that I have been watching. One, we all watched together Saturday, and we should probably talk about that a little bit.
Are we going to talk about your mom's video?
I didn't watch. I've seen that video.
You were the key grip.
I was. Yes, which means a totally different thing on that set.
That's right. To get it off, to get the chastity belt off, we need the key grip.
There's no chastity on that set. Did either one of you all watch True Detective Night Country?
Yeah, I haven't. I haven't watched it yet.
I'm on my third episode.
I'm going to marathon it. I know I'm going to marathon it because I loved the first season.
Yeah, I went.
And there's been other ones. Yeah. So,
well, I didn't hate the second season as
much. No, I didn't either.
Other people did, but I never bothered to watch the third season.
It's not the first season. The first season.
Or they'll never get it back.
No, the first season, like literally, it shouldn't have worked on me.
Yeah,
like there's a thousand different ways those characters could have been aggravating, and they were, but they were still endearing. Like you cared, even if you were like, "What is wrong with you?"
Absolutely. And on top of that, it should still not work because they still didn't really explain anything.
No. No, but those two, like I never would have thought if you would have said pick two actors that will bounce off of each other so effectively. I wouldn't have thought of those Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey working that well, but it worked on me.
So I am watching Night Country, and Chad, does it get better? I mean, I'm really enjoying it. I'm on part three. I don't even think it's 10 episodes, is it?
No, I think it's like 6 or 7, maybe 8. I can't remember.
So it is the thing.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I enjoy it thoroughly.
Once again, if you're listening to this, I've not wore the same black shirt the last few episodes. I've been trying to switch it up a little bit, but
I don't see where you say. Why do you say it's the thing? Just because it takes place in the snow,
dude. Oh. Have you not read all the stuff online? Have you did the opening episodes, the whole thing where they find the bodies outside and they're all twisted like that? In fact, she's walking through the video room when she's in and where they're at the science place,
mm-hmm.
Twice the box almost has to shift of the DVD for the things on the corner.
Oh, I didn't notice it. No.
Yeah, no, it's even some of the music cues, all several things through that. I'm not saying it's the thing, though. It's a feel.
Okay, gotcha.
She's a big fan. She's a talented director, writer, but she's a
I really enjoyed the show. I don't know why the original creator of the True Detective is being such a snot about it.
Oh, is he? I have no idea. But
yeah.
The lady who's doing this is a really talented person, and she's a huge John Carpenter fan.
I really did enjoy it. I enjoyed the whole show, and then how they wrap it up at the end. I was like,
Well, good.
I thought it was good. I thought they wrapped it perfectly.
Well, good, because they have the supernatural thing going on in it, and it's like, you bastards let me down on this. That's what you do. So what's he doing? It's Nick Epizalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabal
It's just he doesn't like, he feels like the show doesn't hold up to the original, the first. Basically, that's basically
it
right.
It doesn't. Now, it's good, but it's not as good. It never.
But now, what was his? Was he involved in the other two seasons though?
No, I don't think
so. Second one. He
wrote. Oh, he was. Mm-hmm. And that's considered the worst of the four. I really need to watch the second and third season. I just haven't. I've heard the third season's good, but I just haven't.
Second season, it's there's some good stuff. It just wasn't fully baked.
Right. And then I don't know anything about the third season, which is why I kind of want to go back and watch it.
Yeah.
But it just came and went.
Yeah, I'm enjoying Night Country. Also, I'm also enjoying Ted Lasso. I didn't think I would. Well, it's not that I didn't think I would. There's just 5,000 things out. And I mean, I don't have anything against what's his face that was married to Hottie McHotterson. Jason Sudeikis. He's actually funny. He's a talented actor. I wasn't in it.
Oh, yeah, he's good. And I mean, he's great in Horrible Bosses. And what's the movie he did with Anne Hathaway? Colossus. I need to look up the title, but he's really good in that.
He's also got a really cool, in his ex-wife's movie that she directed, Booksmart. He's got a cool cameo. But
he's also great in Hit Monkey.
I've never seen Hit Monkey.
It's so good. I really enjoyed it.
But Ted Lasso, it didn't make me cry like a lot of people I know who love it. And I love it. But it does, gentlemen, it has a thing that kind of hooks you. As annoying as Ted Lasso can be from his extreme positivity. And as you find, it's more engrossing every episode because you find out more and more and more and more and more and more. And I was like, this is really good writing. And I was like, that name looks familiar. And it's Bill blah, blah, blah. It's the creator of Scrubs.
Oh, okay.
So no wonder it doesn't suck.
Yeah.
I actually like Scrubs.
I did too.
I don't like a third of the cast because of the actors. Right?
Yeah.
I don't particularly care for a third of the cast, and I still love that show.
Yeah, I really did enjoy Scrubs, and there's some great episodic television in that series.
Yes. Although I don't think I've seen every episode, but anything that John C. McGinley is in is aces.
But next time I get an iPhone and hopefully get a free subscription to Apple TV, I'll watch it.
Ted Lasso? Yeah, I would tell... The second season, they're right, there is a little bit of a drop because there's just so much on the first season. But it's something that I enjoy. So I've given up two things. Do you all want to talk about something you may have to talk about? Or do we want to talk about Sunday? What would you like to talk about? We need about 20 more minutes.
No. Well, you mentioned Ghostbusters Afterlife. We saw that on Sunday.
We saw that on 2 years ago.
And I just want to say I hate every snotty critic there is out there. Shut up.
Okay, but Chad, it is a mess. It's a mess made for us.
It's entertaining. I don't care.
I enjoyed it quite a bit, but there are just scenes in it that you could just cut tomorrow and no one would have missed them.
Well,
the horn, when it goes into the vape shop, it adds I mean, you could have just, there's not even anything funny there.
But I honestly enjoyed it.
Chad likes watching vape people get killed.
I don't like vaping. It's kind of funny. You know, smoking around me never bothered me, but vaping does. And I don't know why.
Did I tell you all I've tried vaping for the first time in my life during Comic-Con?
No.
Popped two cherries. I've never had an energy drink, and I had one shot of vape. And I don't know that I'll ever do either ever again.
Well, I don't have anything against people. I really don't have anything against people who vape. I really don't. It just, there are some times where I watch somebody who is actually getting ready to go into a store, and he gets inside the store, and then he takes a big drag of it and it just blows it out because, you know, hey, it's not as bad as secondhand smoke. But I'm like, still, common manners, jackass.
I agree with you. That's my only problem with vaping, too. I don't give a shit what you do. I don't care what you do. As long as it didn't cost me anything and didn't hurt anybody I love, it's fine. But the vape, I have several vape friends, and just don't. It's right beside, hiding at places. But everybody can see you do it.
Yeah, you're not fooling anybody. But, and, you know, again, I vapers, please don't get mad at me. And I know I have friends who vape. I love all of you. You do not bother me at all. But the ones
who do you know vapes?
I know several people.
I know some people that I know.
I know several people who vape.
But they don't. I'm not going to give you a list right here.
But anyway, yeah, the people who you know probably they hold it, they cup it in their hand, then they look around. They inhale it, then blow it out, and then look around again. That's not being at all. We know what you're doing.
We know what you're doing. How did we go from... Oh, yeah, that was a completely worthless scene. It's such
a worthless scene to you. Other people enjoyed it.
It's pointless, but it's a
real no, you. It does establish
just accept it, Joe.
It does establish this ancient Aramaic. I know he's not an Aramaic, but this ancient Aramaic ghost doesn't understand. Like, he's going for anybody that keeps flames.
And he just randomly finds a firehouse in the next scene.
Yeah,
same thing happened.
But why did he go to the vape shop?
Because it said flame, it was called something Flame Keepers or something.
Well,
which
how
is...
does he find the thing in the next scene? Boys, I love the movie.
That's the only thing I think I can kind of explain that. And I think why it doesn't make me mad is who's the only one to his knowledge that can stop it?
The fire starter breather.
Yeah, the Flame Keepers or whatever they're called. Yeah. But he knows where the firehouse is. And once he kills that guy who is claimed to be the Flame Keeper, he knows where the ghost, the firehouse is because he's been communicating with all the ghosts trapped there, breaking them out of the wall.
Because supposedly, I mean, there's supposed to be more than one. He doesn't know that it's down just to one.
So he sees
there used to be a group.
I think you guys are stretching on this one. But
no, I mean,
it's a wonderful movie.
Yeah, and that's why it doesn't bother me is he's afraid of Flame Keepers. That guy's shop is called it's not Flame Keepers. I forget what the term is, but it's called that. And he goes, "Oh, well, that must be where they are because that's what the sign says." Now, Joe, what I would pick out there is when did he learn English?
Yeah, no, I was about to rub into it, but that's okay. There's tons of things shoehorned into that movie. I understand why I understand why a lot of people. It's not
well,
the critics. Oh, when you see more ghost busting. Yeah. Well, dude.
I don't care. I've never cared really what a critic thought.
I mean, the whole thing was, other than the first one where they had the montage of busting ghosts, I mean, go back and look at all the other ones. There's not a whole lot of ghost busting. And they're saying, I want more ghost busting.
Is that
and
a
I'm like,
critic?
There's several critics who say that. I've read them online. I haven't read them online. I've seen their headlines. And then I immediately don't read it because I'm like, you guys just you don't enjoy movies.
Well, I read a few and there's a lot of ideas in that movie that are all jam packed into it. And I don't know that all of them are fully fleshed out. Most of them.
No, they're not. But...
So I think all the criticisms, I shouldn't say all, I didn't read them all. Most of the criticism I saw was correct. It's just when I saw Bill Murray on a late show or an early show, can't remember, talking about, oh, it's a lot of fun. It's a big mess, but it's a lot of fun. And then I watched it. And I was like, oh, that's really accurate. It's a big mess, but it's a lot of fun. And it was made for us.
Yeah, that's the whole thing is that, yeah, okay, there's weak plot points. There's stuff that, is just thrown in there.
There's a ton. It's RoboCop 2.
But yeah, it's 2.5, it's 2 hours, a little over 2 hours of fun.
Is it?
And
is that long?
I might be wrong about that one, but it's just there's so many critics who are bad mouthing, and I'm like, you all forgot what it's like to go to a movie and enjoy something.
And that's it. I think increasingly, I don't know. I maybe it's age, maybe it's time, but quite frankly, God, just seeing Dan Aykroyd on screen
agree.
Just having fun, and
not every movie has to be like Oppenheimer or that, things like it. It's just fun.
Well, okay. Why I'm defending them, I don't know. But because I don't know that they're inaccurate. I just know that the movie works really well for me because it was made for me. And I say made for me, I meant the people who are like me, like my two friends here. We all love the movie. I still really like the movie. I just want more. I'm now with James. For years, I was like, if they're going to make a shitty one, I don't want to see it. But I'm just happy to see some Ghostbusters content. I'd like to see a series. I would like to see a series. Now.
It is very much, though, it is the closest we will probably ever get. And I mean this as a positive. I don't want people to. It's the real Ghostbusters brought to screen.
Yeah,
it is like
I think
an episode
it's more
of the cartoon.
Yes,
and there's a lot of episodes of the cartoon. Yeah, and I would say, and Gil Keenan even said, "This is I pulled from the cartoon." It is like an episode of the cartoon because if you watch some of the episodes of the cartoon, which I love and will defend till my dying breath,
well, there's some really good ones.
There's some episodes of that though where it's like, oh, it jumps, and it jumps because they're using cartoon logic, and that is perfectly fine. So to me, it is. And I said this to somebody earlier. I'm like, it hit every 80s chord I wanted to hit without feeling completely derivative.
No,
Right?
yeah,
Like
no.
the female one.
Well, matter of fact, I think one of the things that I do also give this one credit for, and it actually I'm gonna make a comment here that if people that completely hate the 2016 Ghostbusters, the quote unquote,
which by the way, it's not great, but there are scenes in that
it's
movie
a different film.
And they still
problem
make
is they should have never been a reboot.
And yeah. the movie's still entertain. I still enjoy it. I still laugh at parts of it. It's just the whole third. The as Joe says, the whole third act. One of Joe's constant problems. Good criticism.
It is.
The third
it's.
Act.
But it's. It. I mean, they got the first 10, 15, 20 minutes of it okay.
Yeah.
I actually my two favorite people in that are Leslie Jones and Kate McKinnon. Those are my two favorite ones.
Yeah. That...
And not that the other two aren't brilliant, but they're great. And then Thor was really good in it.
Yeah.
And then Bill Murray's cameo was terrible.
No, that's the whole thing. The third act and then the crammed in cameos other than Winston.
Yeah, Winston is the only one that made sense. Winston at well, yeah. All right, that one
Ernie Hudson's
and why can't I think of Harold Ramis's name? Harold's walking by Harold's statue makes a little more sense.
Yeah. But one thing though I wanted to say,
and we've been over this before, but
what I was getting into though is one of the things that film did that I kind of appreciated, and it doesn't.
Also, I got my kids into Ghostbusters.
It doesn't work. It was the first time my kids got to see a Ghostbusters film in theaters. So
it's
the first
Ghostbusters my daughters ever saw.
Yeah, and so I have a soft spot for it in that way. But what I do think it does, it doesn't necessarily execute it perfectly, but we see somebody that knows, oh, Rowan, right? If I become a ghost, I can do this. I'm not limited. I'm not. And what I wanted to get at is this movie is one of the first Ghostbuster movies that plays with that. We see a ghost. We see somebody communicating with a ghost. We see somebody. And of course, it's a plot point, of course. But I think one of the reasons that as I thought more about this, because I know we talk about it on the show, I thought, that's the closest we've kind of gotten to one of my favorite scenes in the first Ghostbusters, and I've said this several times on the show, is when Ray and Winston are talking in the car on the bridge about, the serious, I mean, it's a very kind of serious scenes. Do you believe in the Bible, blah, 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 all this, and that kind of end of the world conversation, it's not to that level. But it's what is it like to be a ghost? And we get a little bit of that. And matter of fact, we even get Ray commenting on it, saying, when it's time, I'm ready to be one too, right? And so I think that is something that critics didn't zone in on. At least in the reviews I've read, there's probably somebody that did. I'm not that smart to have come up with this. But I think it's really interesting that to me shows an evolution. Because it has been one of the things that, fan theories and all of that stuff going, well, what if there's just a ghost that's not bothering anybody? Do they deserve to be in prison for all eternity? It's the fandom has had these conversations, at least in some corners, for years, and we got a little bit of that in this movie. Not it what we weren't beat over the head with it, but I really did appreciate that. I was like, oh, we do get to see it's played off later as a plot point, but there is this sense of, well, maybe some ghosts are just hanging out, and maybe that's not bad. So,
real quick, in defense of people who criticize the movie, let me use Five Nights at Freddy's as an example. I reviewed Five Nights at Freddy's for Scarefest. Five Nights at Freddy's came out, was a huge hit. I watched it, didn't particularly care for it. I don't know if I want to use the word derivative, but it's cliche as hell. I can figure out most of it as going. It wasn't either one thing or the other. But I had so many people on my social media feeds talking about how close it was to the video game, how happy it made them, how great it was. And I'm just using it as an example. Was it just made for them and not for me? And same thing with Ghostbusters, Frozen.
I don't think it was made for you, though, just for you, because keeping my daughter, we took my daughter, and she afterwards said, Daddy, that's my favorite one.
Yeah, my son was there too and liked it.
Yeah, I mean, she said, now I'm showing her the
All the
first one.
kids liked it.
I'm showing her the original Ghostbusters finally, and she's really into that. So I'm waiting. We're waiting. I'm waiting to finish it to get her feedback on which one's still her favorite. But she still says Frozen Empire is her favorite Ghostbusters.
But all the kids liked them. All five of them.
Well, I know, but so I just say it made it for you. No, it made it for younger audiences too to get them
But I
back into
don't think the younger
Ghostbusters.
audiences, I think one of the things that critics are zoning in on is a lot of people aren't taking their kids to see it,
Are you
unless they're
talking
fans
about the
themselves.
lesbian relationship?
No,
Oh,
I'm
okay.
talking
That's
about
it's a criticism that a lot of people are.
really, and no, I'm talking about the fact that it's not fans are taking their kids to see it, but the general audience, that's one of the critiques I read was this is not going to onboard new people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's probably true. I mean, I'm excited to see Ray, but if you've not seen any of the other films and you're 8 years old, you're going to be like, oh, who's that old guy? Why is he,
Why doesn't he, or even if they have seen the 84, I don't know that for very young children it works. But I'll tell you one thing that it did. I actually kind of liked the bad guy. I thought it worked okay. And by the way, that's another criticism I'll sling at 2016's is that that does not have a very good big bad.
Oh yeah, 2016 does not. Yeah, the what's his name, James? I
Rowan.
forget.
The
Rowan.
Rowan thing,
He was so lame.
James is right. There's parts of that are interesting nugget
Yeah.
of an idea that needs about 15 more drafts of a screenplay as you work it out.
And
It's
actually
like
give him words instead of spouting that nonsense that he was spouting,
pulling
yeah.
things into stuff. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. So what else you want to talk about?
I did have something and it just escaped me. Oh crap. What was I going to talk
While
about?
you're thinking about it, it was nice going to I feel like I'm but I went to Horror Hound the other and just went as a on a Friday night as a fan, and we're going to go to Wonderfest in June 1st. Is that right?
Sounds
So we
right.
could meet Joe Dante, and we're going as
Hopefully.
fans. Will you go?
Hopefully. Well, he just said he signed on to, which I still don't know how they're gonna pull it. He's gonna be creating the little shop of horror Halloween, whatever it's called.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I haven't seen
Oh,
it.
dude, yeah, he just signed on to do it. He's doing a remake of the Little Shop of Horrors, and it's supposed to branch out into a shared universe.
He directing it?
Yeah,
For who? Is it like a streaming thing or a movie?
it's a movie. I don't know who it's for.
I'll Google it later and see. Well, yeah,
Yeah, and he's got three films coming out, actually. I was kind of shocked.
it's supposed to be Joe Dante.
Glad, because
Yeah, we're fans and we've never got to meet him, so I just wanted to give a shout out to Adrian, Christy, and Barbara, who all three said maybe you should just go buy a ticket and enjoy yourself sometime. And the 2 times that I have now done it, although the sticker shock at Wonderfest for Sunday last year, Chad and James can attest, almost gave me a heart attack, even though it wasn't that expensive.
yeah.
It is nice to go to these things and just walk around and see people I know and not have to worry about running. Although I was watched the guy on the stage and was very critical, but it's okay. Anyway, just saying. So if you see us out in one of these things, or you have one where you think we should go or suggest us to us, please let us know. I would be curious about doing more. It's just most of the time when I want to go do it, I want to work one of them. So
Yeah, so by the
Wonderfest won't let me work.
just to give you all a heads up. So the legendary Joe Dante and Roger Corman are teaming up to recreate the Little Shop of Horrors. It's a script by Charles S. Haas from Gremlins 2.
Gremlins
Uh,
2.
uh, and it's supposed to jump start a new franchise.
Okay.
So
Well,
that's all we have right now.
I've got a question about this, by the way, gentlemen. It's something I was going to talk about, but so this idea of shared universes, and I get it because people think, well, the Marvel has always been the same universe. Like I'm starting to think, okay, you can't just say it's kind of like, oh, DC shared. No, those were all in their original source material. They were the same world, right? I bring this up because, you gentlemen, I'm sure have heard this, or I hope you have, because if not, you're going to hear it now. The Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey shared universe is developing. Have you all heard about this?
Well, I know the sequel's got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wait, what are we talking about? I'm sorry.
Pooh, the Pooh Blood and Honey, it's going to be called the Pooniverse.
Oh God.
Universe. No.
And they may change that, but so the second one, but the idea of Variety has reported this as of March 18th, so it's just been out for a while. In the Pooniverse, it's going to be the Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey team are going to unite Pooh, Bambi, which is going to be in Bambi the Revenge, Tinkerbell, and more in a low budget horror crossover.
I'm here for it.
And it's literally going to be it's going to be Pooniverse Monsters Assemble. It will bring together Pooh and various other beloved children characters who have gone bad.
Is it Pooh inverse or is it because all no, I, when you
Pooniverse.
Say it, I hear Pooniverse.
So
Pooniverse.
Pooniverse. Pooniverse.
So Pooniverse. I guess it would be Pooniverse. Otherwise, Pooniverse. It just kind of comes as Pooniverse.
Well, anyway. Now the thing about this is that you're going to start seeing Easter eggs pop up in these films as they lead into the crossover, because it will be Blood
and
Honey.
I'm sure they'll be delicately introduced.
Yeah, I'm sure. Not at all.
Shoehorned in there like a Frozen Empire cameo.
Here's from Variety. While the loose plot for Pooniverse will see the monsters team up to take on the survivors from any previous films, there won't be harmony within the ranks of the murderous ensemble, allowing for what Chambers describes as carnage within the group and epic sequences of monster versus monster. So if you've ever thought what will happen when Tinkerbell takes on Winnie the Pooh, good news, they're making a movie for you. But I
so
hear
it's
that
Puppet Masters versus the demonic toys of
yeah.
Full Moon.
Yeah, which, by the way, I guess is my point is, and I'm not knocking this. I don't want people, if that's your thing, if that makes you happy, please celebrate it. Please go enjoy it. It doesn't matter.
I would love to watch a movie called Pooniverse.
Much like we've been talking about Ghostbusters, if you're one of the people that don't like it, that's fine. Just understand, you're not going to convince me not to like it.
Yeah, I know what's going on.
These people have been trying to tell me that Police Academy are better than Super Troopers for years, and I have some respect for them, and I still say they're completely
wrong. You don't have any respect for me. That's the only part of this I'm going to argue.
Joe, men are talking. hold on. Let me lose any fans I have ever. Joe, an alpha is talking.
Oh, yeah, that's worse. One's kind of a joke, and the other one's really
awful. Yeah, no,
really
the other one,
people.
I immediately lost any
that's even,
credibility.
That was me, too.
Respect.
Of all the people, I'm one, you know, say something awful, and like, oh, James, oh, they're
no,
worst
no.
people. So the other ones
yeah,
are just kind
no.
of a-holes loud and about. Those.
No. Which, by the anyway, I could go off an entire tirade, yeah. But anyway, I guess my point is, the older I get, and I think I've alluded to this before. Patton Oswalt has an entire thing, but it's about 10 years into his stand-up comedy career when he finally did a set, and he said, "You know, I used to get mad because people would say, oh, I like this. I don't like the Rolling Stones. I like Nickelback or what. And I've learned, I used to get mad. And I used to be like, how can you say that? You need to listen to this. And then I realized they don't care. They like what they, and that's fine. And so I guess that's my point. I'm going to like Ghostbusters regardless. Like I said, I'll even to an extent defend the 2016 one because, hey, at least it gave me Ecto Cooler back. And other things. And actually, I do like Leslie Jones.
Yeah,
but
it has its points.
But I guess that's my entire thing. I'm probably not going to rush out to see the Pooniverse. Now, if it's on at midnight and I'm on Max and I've got nothing better to do, I watched a lot of movies I never thought I'd watch because, hey, I got downtime. I can't sleep. So why not? Why won't I watch this, whatever it is?
I'll also watch the Steamboat Willie horror film that's coming
yeah,
out.
Yeah, no, that one actually, I'm going to have to see what they do.
Yeah, I got to see what they do.
By the way,
did I say Willie? I meant to say Mick.
Steamboat.
What about your Willie?
The other thing, though, that I want to talk about is, gentlemen, so they moved Family Guy to Wednesday nights if you watch it when it's broadcast.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's not part of Animation Domination anymore. And somebody explained it to me. It's because Fox doesn't own it. They also don't own The Simpsons, right? I mean, they make it, but they don't. It's something to do with this idea of ownership. Because like Crapopolis, they own. They make it, they air it, so they get a larger percentage of it.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to mess with The Simpsons because you don't mess with what's working. Family Guy, of course, they do want to succeed, but they're like, we're going to separate it so we can get more of ours in that Simpson orbit. Anyway, I say all of that to say, it's really interesting to me to see this other boom in animation that's coming along, because I've been watching some of it. There's parts of Crapopolis I like. I think it's because I like the voice cast. Richard Iodade, Matt Berry. Pretty much if you're a fan of the IT crowd, you're going to enjoy the voice cast at least. But has anybody watched Grimmsburg?
No.
I've watched the first episode.
I've been watching them on Hulu because I don't do broadcast stuff anymore. Not when it's live. That show I'm enjoying, and also there's times when I'm like, I'm not sure who this is for. Like, I'm enjoying it. But I'm like, I don't know if that's ever going to be a Family Guy. No, John Hamm doing the voice is good. All that's fine. I think the voice work. I actually love the plot. I love the fact that you pretty much have a Hannibal Lecter character working at a high school. I think that's wonderful for an animated comedy.
Where's
but
it
I don't
at?
Know. It's on Fox.
It's What's on it Fox. Called?
Grimmsburg.
Grimmsburg.
It's a city. It's basically, instead of doing the Jessica Fletcher where she's traveling to do books, it's just one town, and there's at least one person murdered in some horrible, gory way week after week after week, and he's a detective who's kind of hit middle age and he's kind of past his prime, but he's still the best that they've got, and it's voiced by John Hamm, and he of course voices him in a way that he's cocky, he's arrogant, but he's not wrong. But it's so much of it, Joe, it's so far-fetched, it's, I guess for lack of a better term, it's super Troopian.
Yeah.
It's really like his wife was supposedly raised by bears.
Mm.
I don't know if you're that far into the show, Chad.
Yeah, I am.
But there's an episode later on where they take the son to meet his grandmother, and it's an actual bear that tries to eat him. And I'm enjoying it. But it's one of those things where I'm like, but I am not, as several people have argued over the years, the average American viewer. I have a warped sensibility. And so as they move Family Guy, as they do stuff like that, I'm like, I appreciate the business side of it. They need these shows to catch on, so they own them. You know, and they need,
right.
But I was sitting there going, I don't think this is what's going to work. I don't think people that love Family Guy are going to all of a sudden grab it. I mean, a percentage will. Because it's weird, warped humor, but it's almost much more in line with what was Brickleberry and Zard. What was the one?
Oh,
Zard Oz and not Brickleberry. Paradise PD.
Paradise PD, Brickleberry, and that was all done by the same guy.
Not Zard Oz. Zard Oz is Sean Connery. I don't know what
that was. What is it called though? I've only watched
Farazar.
Farazad, I watched all of, but I've only watched a few episodes. Sorry, I'm starting to think of him, but that that voice.
And that's the thing. You watched that one first, and I watched Paradise PD first.
I've never even heard of Paradise PD. I just happened to catch
it. Oh, it's on Netflix. You need to watch it.
Paradise PD, because Paradise PD got canceled because they wanted to do Farazar, right?
Right.
Like it never, because they eventually do a thing where they resolve it because they're like, well, we have to. But even then, there's an episode of Paradise PD that crosses over with Brickleberry because it got canceled. And it goes, oh, we'll just go stay. These people look exactly like us and are the same broad archetypes as we are. No, they're not. I think it's the same.
It's the same show, just in aliens.
Hmm. Yeah.
But I really enjoyed Paradise PD.
Oh, I did too. I mean, again, completely.
And I like Grimmsburg. I just haven't got it. I really enjoy the kid's imaginary friend. You know,
that's actually the best character, and he has some of the best takeaways. Or like, again, it's almost like any other thing where if you have a character that mutters or does background scenes and says things that are completely inappropriate, but most people aren't paying attention. I love that character for that purpose.
Yeah, that's my thing. Yeah,
yeah, because you know, the fact that his imaginary friend is a talking skeleton that's on fire. And it literally will say stuff like, no, just keep doing that. That won't end you up in hell. And there, I mean, it's just so many different things. So again, I love it, but it's much closer to that Brickleberry Farzard. I mean, it's not as extreme, it's not as raunchy, but it's a lot different than what people may think with Simpsons and Family Guy. And I say all that to say, I'm not saying I'm against it, but I just, if I'm wrong, and maybe I will be wrong, maybe it will become the next Simpsons, but I just don't think it's going to have that type of response because it's much more, it's dark. It's, I mean, somebody dies every week, usually in horrible ways. I mean, I just appreciate the fact that they have Joe, there's a character. It's my second favorite character after the imaginary friend, which debatably is he really imaginary? There's a school teacher who is a serial killer who can't leave the school ground. He has an ankle bracelet so they can track him, but they can't get anybody else to teach school, and he's really, really smart. And so he's kind of this Hannibal Lecter type character who was arrested by the detective. And then now is teaching his son in school because they can't, there's a teacher shortage.
There's a ton of stuff. Like I said, I watched Farzar and then never really got into, and it's just because I didn't even really think about it till we started talking about it here and you brought it up.
No, but, and we've talked about this before in other ways, right? That we live in a time where now there's so much stuff.
There's just, I just can't keep up with it. I mean, Ted Lasso's been out for years. I just discovered it. I mean, I knew about it, but I never bothered to watch it.
I know so many people love Ted Lasso too. And it's one that, I mean, I have Apple TV. I've never sat down and watched an episode. Now I watch every episode of Slow Horses. And I think it's because so many people have told me about that positivity.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I want when I watch TV. I know it should be, but I'm a pessimist and it just does. I'm like, I don't
Well,
care.
Ted's positive. But everyone around him, not so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's what people have told me. It's like, oh, well, you know, you're much more like the other character. I'm like, no, I'm not. I just don't
but did I laugh like I do at a really good Baby Billy and the Righteous Gemstones? Oh, God, no.
Yeah. I just realized my microphone was muted and you didn't hear anything I said. So, yeah, that works.
No, that was great. Perfect. That was all right there.
Hold on. There we go. James is about to do some timely humor with Admiral Stockdale.
Admiral Stockdale there when you didn't have your hearing on and you couldn't hear anything and they kept asking you questions and you just kept adjusting it. Now, that right there, that shows that you got other things on your mind. You're a man of action.
I'm about ready to fall asleep. What else do we want to talk about?
I'm good.
You good?
Yeah.
You don't want to repeat anything you said for the last 20 minutes with your microphone off and James and I couldn't be bothered to tell you?
Nah.
I didn't even, I wasn't looking at the screen to be honest. Well, I've got a question, gentlemen.
This is your last one.
No, I thought this would be how we would end it. So we are now
this is how we end it.
We didn't hear any of that, Jack.
I know.
Once again, to go with the great Ted quote, to quote Ernest Hemingway, how does this gun barrel taste? Anyway, we're at the quarter point of the year. We're 3 months through. We're almost 3 months. By the time this airs, we'll be 3 months through. Now, normally we do an end of the year wrap up. So obviously we're only at, what are y'all still looking forward to at the end of the, before the end of the year? Film?
Ghostbusters didn't suck. So that made my year a lot better.
It did.
Unfortunately, oh, that's my life. That made my year a lot better. I read some early stuff about Godzilla X Kong, and it's not so much I'm a fan as my kid gets into it. So I get into it with him and enjoy them. So I have rewatched them and enjoyed them, and the new Planet of the Apes with him and enjoyed them. So I'm excited about the new Planet of the Apes. He is too. Yep. And Kong X Godzilla. Oh, hopefully, there's not much dialogue.
No, yeah, I don't want, literally, if they cut to a Shakespearean soliloquy debate over monster, I don't care. I want, to quote the poet Bartholomew Simpson, Godsmod, I want my monkey man.
Yeah.
give me fights and battle. I don't go to see that movie to have a debate.
There's got to be some other stuff I'm really excited about.
Here's the thing. As I find out about movies that are coming out this year, I have been making a list.
Oh, good.
Of movies.
Let's see what happens the first time Chad's prepped. What do you got for us, Chad?
So here's the thing. I would have to actually look up some of these movies because I can't remember what they are about. But I'm going to mention a few of them. Sasquatch Sunset, I really want to watch.
What is it? I have no idea. You got
oh
me.
My God, you have not heard about Sasquatch
Dude,
Sunset, James?
I don't watch. I don't get out much. I don't.
Okay. I have no idea what you're talking about either.
Oh my God, gentlemen. It's Jesse Eisenberg and I think Riley Keough in full Sasquatch makeup.
Oh, I saw something about it earlier. Okay.
And it's about them as Sasquatch roaming around the woods. And supposedly there's a lot of fart jokes, which, you know, guys, come on.
You don't have me sold, but now I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
There's a movie coming out called Hundreds of Beavers.
I just need a few.
And it's about it's supposed
two
to be
and you're gonna go to bed.
It's supposed to be cartoon based, but it's a bunch of guys
damn
dressed
straight
up in beaver outfits doing something on screen.
And Chad, you wonder why your reels on Facebook are showing you what they're showing you.
I don't care. Destroy All Neighbors. I really want to see Destroy All Neighbors.
Oh, I do want to see. Is that's the one with Skarsgård, right? No.
He's talking about The Crow, which damn you, James.
No, I'm not talking about this crow.
So. Man, there's Riddle of Fire, which looks really good. Mm-hmm. My Old Ass, which again looks really good.
What? I've got to look these up, Chad.
Okay, hold on. My Old Ass is Aubrey Plaza. She's been advised by her future. So her future self comes back and tells her not to fall in love until she meets the boy her older self warned her about. That's My Old Ass. I saw the TV glow. Looks phenomenal. There's a ton, guys.
Okay. Well, I've got a few. I agree with you. Planet of the Apes is always going to get my attention, mm-hmm. any variation thereof. I do agree. I'll probably end up taking my son to see Kong and
I'll probably see it Saturday.
Godzilla.
Morning. Yeah.
But ones I want to see where I will not be able to take my child. The one I was thinking of, Chad, is Boy Kills World. If you've not seen the trailer for Boy Kills World, I cannot wait for that movie. I think it's as close as we're going to get this year to kind of a blend of Hardcore Henry, which nobody remembers, but I enjoy, mm-hmm. and Shoot 'Em Up. It's just going to be over the top. Like, if you haven't seen the trailer for this yet, folks, let me briefly just say, it's Alexander Skarsgård, except he's mute because of something that happened when he was younger, and he learns to have an internal monologue, an internal voice, which is why am I blanking on the name of Archer? Archer Bob's Burgers.
H.
John Benjamin.
Yeah.
It's his voice because he heard it in a video game, so he makes that his internal voice, and of course nobody else can. And he narrates this entire vengeance plot as he
it's
goes.
It's kind of funny you compare this to Hardcore Henry, since Sharp.
I know. That's another reason I want to see it. I was like, oh man, it's got
And Yayan Ruyan is also in it, which is what he's one of my favorite parts about the Raid series.
Yeah, no, I can't wait. Boy Kills World. I can't wait for. And the other one I want to bring up now that we've got at least a snippet, a teaser, if you will, is Beetlejuice.
Wait, hold on, Jay.
Oh, yeah, the Beetlejuice trailer looked better than I was – better than – yeah, it looked pretty good, actually.
I'm assuming the person who died is the person they didn't want back in the film. Oh, Joe's having an episode.
Oh, my God, the Alien Romulus trailer was so cool.
Yeah.
It was so cool.
I hope it lives up to its trailer.
Betty only make one bad movie. That's when he did his own girl with a dragon tattoo thing. His one of the later sequels, he directed one of those. And that one's hard to watch. But his other movies are really good. And Alien Romulus. I watched it. Well, didn't I listen to it? I got.
Oh my God! I am the trailer for Boy Kills World's playing on my right side monitor, and I'm like, damn, I really want to see this movie.
I know, right? I mean, how can you not want to see it? I literally, and I'm not saying that sarcastically. As soon as I saw the trailer, I'm like, I'm going. I hope it comes to, I hope it's not a small independent release because I'm going to need to see this. It's the same. Yeah, no, I can't wait to see it. There's actually one other thing I wanted to, speaking of films, I haven't watched it yet. You all said you watched that Roadhouse film.
Oh,
I
man.
Haven't.
Yeah, it was fun.
Oh,
there's a
there's
lot of
one other
people who
one.
say it's better than it has any right to be, and then there's people who just can't get past that it's not Patrick
It's
Swayze.
not
So I
Patrick.
understand that.
Oh, there's one other one my son wants to see, and then I watched a trailer with him. And I'm like, yeah, I may want to see that too. It's Monkey Man. Speaking of Planet of the Apes and all those,
That's the only one. It's on my list. Yeah, but
Monkey Man is another one where I'm just like, it looks over the top, John Wickish, Sisu, all the that subgenre of person on a quest. And they're going to get there no matter what it takes. So
Oh,
yeah,
I
I
didn't
want
know
to see
Sam
that too.
Raimi was a producer of Boy Kills World.
I'll watch it one. Hey, we probably do need to wrap
Yeah.
up,
No,
though.
that's it. I just wanted to say, since we're at the quarter point, I just thought that would be a good question to ask.
Yeah,
So
yeah.
yeah.
Romulus. All right, then. This has been Bonehead Weekly. We'll see you next week.
We'll make Remus if they pay us. Grrrr.